Radio Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Massachusetts lawmakers have just approved a sweeping overhaul of the way the state governs and oversees its 15 community colleges.
The new law was championed by Governor Deval Patrick, who laid out his vision for community college reform in his last State of the Commonwealth address in January.
Community colleges can help us better prepare people for the middle skills jobs of today and tomorrow. We can't do that if 15 different campuses have 15 different strategies. We need to do this together. We need a unified community college system in Massachusetts.
The new reforms will give the State Board of Education in Boston centralized authority in selecting college presidents, approving college budgets, and developing a funding formula based on performance.
There are at least two views of the legislation. Proponents say it will improve accountability at the colleges, increase coordination across the 15 campuses, and help the state develop a more effective approach to job training to fill a growing skills gap.
Another view says the law might be unnecessary, that it strips authority away from individual schools and adds a cumbersome layer of centralized administration in Boston. According to this view, the state's community colleges need more funding, not more oversight.
We're going to hear about both these views and ask what you think. So, do you work or teach at a community college? Are you a student at one? How do you think the state's community college system is working or not working? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also join the conversation at radioboston.org or on Twitter and Facebook. We're at Radio Boston.
And joining us in the studio is Paul Grogan. He's president and CEO of the Boston Foundation, which is a member of the Coalition of Community Colleges. And that's a group of businesses, civic and community organizations that pushed for the changes in governance of community colleges. And Paul Grogan, welcome back to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Great to be here again. Thanks for having me.
And in a moment, we're going to hear from a community college president about all of this. But first to you, Paul Grogan. A while back, the Boston Foundation issued a report that spelled out some of what ails the state's community college system and called for a central board, essentially, to govern the schools. Talk a little bit about that. What ails this system and how do you see this new law as fixing it?
Actually, the most important thing about our report, and I think what has subsequently happened, is it's a recognition of how crucial community colleges are to the economic future of the state. A lot of people don't realize that fully half of the students in public higher education in Massachusetts and in the country go to community colleges. And yet, particularly here in Massachusetts, where we have not valued public higher education the way we should, the community colleges have not gotten the attention or the resources that they deserve. So that's the main point. We've got to build a first-class community college system. There are a number of very fine community colleges, and there's some very good programs out there. But I think there's a strong view held by many that the colleges are uneven. It doesn't really function as a system in the way that other state systems of community colleges do. And there needs to be much more of an emphasis on serving the employment needs of regional employers. The governor points out that there are 140,000 jobs going begging in the state because employers can't find the people with the right skills, and yet we have unemployment, though lower than most of the country, is still unacceptably high. So while it shouldn't be an exclusive workforce mission, I think this legislation gives impetus to the primary emphasis that needs to be on workforce development. So some adjustments were made in governance, some adjustments in how the community colleges are going to be funded.
But let's talk a little about that because I want to jump in there. You've put a lot of ideas on the table there. And let's talk about what the law would do in terms of governance. A big part of it, right, it gives new authority or enhanced authority to the Department of Education in Boston. So what would that do, essentially, and how would that work?
Well, the governor gains the power to appoint the chair of the boards of trustees of the institutions, and the Commission on Higher Education has a stronger role now in the hiring process for presidents and the process for terminating them when that becomes necessary. So it's some adjustments in the governance, but I will underscore, this leaves a great deal of the local autonomy that community colleges prize with them. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of rebalancing things and ensuring a little bit more of attention being paid to statewide priorities. Then, very importantly, on the funding side, the Commissioner of Higher Education, Richard Freeland, is charged, in consultation with the President, of developing a whole new funding formula to replace the very irrational one that exists now, and one that will really be based on metrics that we all agree should be the right way to measure the performance of community colleges. And then on top of that, there's incentive funding. Much of the $11 million increase that was enacted is going to go for competitive funding that the colleges will have a chance to really spur innovation by competing for these funds. So I think this is a big win for community colleges. For a modest adjustment in autonomy, they're getting more money and, very importantly, an external constituency that they didn't have. The business community is very excited about these changes, wants to work with community colleges, and they haven't had that kind of advocacy, which is why they have not fared well in terms of state funding in recent years. This is an opportunity for them.
Well, let me ask you about this one point, and then I want to bring in William Messner, who's the president of Holyoke Community College, who I know is standing by out in Springfield. But just this one piece of this idea of the funding formula that would be based in part on performance. And it seems like there's been a lot of focus in recent years on accountability in K-12 education. This sounds like that's being extended essentially to community college education.
You're exactly right.
So how does that work? How do we assess and base funding in part, at least, on performance?
Well, as I said, there has to be an agreement on metrics. The college presidents rightly protest that graduation rates are not the only way to measure community colleges, and they're quite low in Massachusetts. But there can be other positive outcomes, including transfer to four-year institutions, job placement. So we've got to go through a process of reaching an agreement about how to replace the now quite blurry mission of community colleges and non-existent way of really measuring their performance, at least that people agree on, with a clear system of metrics that will create transparency and spur, obviously, higher, better performance and better outcomes over time.
Well, listeners, we're talking about community colleges in Massachusetts, the 15 community colleges. Are you a student at one? How do you think the state's community college system is working? And what do you think about what you're hearing right now? There's new legislation that would essentially adjust, or some people might say overhaul. Maybe it's a minor adjustment. We're talking about what that is, the governance of the community college system. We'd love your feedback. You can give us a call at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. You can also join the conversation at radioboston.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Radio Boston. And let me introduce William Messner. He's the president of Holyoke Community College. He's been a guest on Radio Boston in the past a couple of times. And President Messner, great to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So Holyoke Community College serves about 7,000 students out there in the western part of the state. In the past several months leading up to the passage of this new law, you've expressed some concerns about it. What are your chief concerns?
Well, the concerns are not so much. In fact, they're not really at all with what passed the legislature and was signed into law by the governor. Rather, our concerns were some of the more radical proposals that came out of the Boston Foundation report that called really for doing away with local boards and turning them into advisory groups to be replaced with one, what I'll call, super board located in Boston. To the credit of the legislature, they did not go along with that kind of thinking and passed a much more modest proposal, which now is the law, and certainly the 15 community colleges and the presidents will now follow that law and work within this system. I agree with Mr. Grogan. This is an opportunity for us. I agree with him that there's a growing recognition that community colleges are central to the economic development of the state and the nation, and we're heartened that there was some funding included in this new budget, particularly the $2.25 million for a rapid response incentive program, and we certainly intend to work with the Commissioner, Richard Freeland, in putting a performance funding model in place that will lead to a more rational allocation of resources for the 15 community colleges.
But overall, you're happy with the balance that this new legislation strikes between leaving authority with you folks, for example, at Holyoke Community College, and with some new authority at the Department of Education in Boston. I mean, the Department of Higher Education.
Certainly, given what could have resulted from this, we're much happier than what was initially proposed.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want to talk to you about the need for more funding. We have talked to you in the past about this. Give us a snapshot of the funding picture at a school like Holyoke Community College. What's happened there over the past several years, and what are you hoping that this new law will address?
Well, it's no secret that public higher education has suffered through the recession. Both at Holyoke Community College and other public higher ed institutions, we've had dramatic cuts to the extent of 25% to 30% of our state funding. At Holyoke, that translates out to approximately $5 million. Some of that, quite frankly, has had to be shifted onto the shoulders of students, and that's a tragedy because we serve students, many of whom can ill afford increases in tuition and fees. But in order to provide quality education, we've had really no choice but to increase fee levels. Our hope is that as a result of what we've gone through over the last 9 months, which certainly there's been a degree of acrimony resulting from all this, but the hope is that coming out of this, we will have learned that we really can't advance unless we work together, that we can put this discussion of governance behind us and now focus on the real issue, which is how do we better serve our students and the workforce needs of the state.
And I want to bring Paul Grogan back into the conversation, but one more question to you, William Messner, just about around this discussion of governance. I mean, does this legislation essentially deal with a problem that was there? I mean, Paul Grogan, and we heard the governor sort of articulating this idea of 15 disparate campuses sort of doing 15 different programs, and this is an effort to bring you guys together and sort of coordinate you around this central idea. I mean, how important is that in your view?
Well, I do think it is important that the 15 community colleges work in concert with one another and with the Department of Higher Education. I certainly embrace that notion, and other presidents do as well. Whether this law itself is going to facilitate that, time will tell. I think, quite frankly, more important than any piece of specific legislation is a commitment on all our parts to work for the betterment of the Commonwealth. And I'm the incoming president of the president's group this year, and I've certainly made a commitment to work with the commissioner, to work with the secretary, to work with the governor in terms of better serving the workforce needs of the state.
Paul Grogan, where else? I mean, are there models in other parts of the country where a community college system is more cohesive, more productive, sort of delivers more in terms of what you're looking for and hoping to get out of this?
Yeah, there are a range of systems out there, but we certainly were very attracted to the systems that will operate, I think, more like Massachusetts will under the new law, where there's a balance between considerable local autonomy and an ability to respond to statewide and regional priorities as a system. And you know, states like North Carolina and actually quite a few others have created systems like that. So I think there's plenty of evidence that the balance can be struck in the right place to preserve local responsiveness and initiative, but also have something that can function as a system when the need is there. And I just must say I'm so heartened to hear President Messner's comments. And if the president's, after, you know, understandably having misgivings about aspects of the legislation, see this, as he says, as the kind of opportunity it is and really want to work, I think it's going to be a great day for community colleges and a great day for Massachusetts.
Listeners, we're talking about the future of community colleges here in Massachusetts and about recent legislation here that seeks to balance governance between community colleges at the local level and the Department of Higher Education in Boston. Give us a call and tell us what you see at your community college. 800-423-8255 is the number to go to. That's 800-423-TALK. Let's go to Beth in Framingham. Hi, Beth. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a comment that I went to the community college in California for 2 years and then transferred to the state school in California and graduated with my bachelor's from there. And the community college prepared me for the state school, and it was really, really organized. And I was wondering what this law is going to make change as far as the curriculums. Is it going to prepare so people can go, because it's much cheaper to do it that way, to go to a community college, get your associates, and then transfer to the four-year school. And so is it going to coordinate the curriculums to help them prepare them going to the four-year program?
Beth, it's a great question. I'll start with you, Paul Grogan, because, of course, Beth put her finger on an issue that a lot of students are dealing with, and that is the high cost. And certainly starting in community college and then transferring to a four-year system is one route. It seems like a lot of this discussion is focused on how we sort of build a workforce through a community college system. She's talking about getting that four-year degree.
And that is a very important remaining function. As I said, the workforce mission is not an exclusive one, but one that needs to be given considerable emphasis going forward. But in the course of doing our report, which we released last November, we heard a tremendous amount of testimony from students and former students and civic and community leaders about the problems with, you know, standard course offerings and course numbering and the difficulty of transferring credits from one community college to another or from the community college to four-year institutions. And importantly, the legislation provides funding for the colleges to rectify those issues. So that's really been identified as something that absolutely needs to happen, and resources are there to get that done.
And William Messner, I'd like to get you to respond to Beth and how you see it from where you sit as a president of a community college.
Certainly sitting here in Western Massachusetts, transfer is a large part of our mission at Holyoke Community College, and we've got a 64-year history of doing just that and doing it very well. There may well be issues around the state of transfer, but as Mr. Grogan just stated, there is dollars allocated within this budget, which we hope can be used to ease some of those issues. Speaking from experience in three other states in which I've worked, I can say that the Massachusetts transfer situation is as good, if not better, than any other situation I've seen in New York, Wisconsin, or Pennsylvania where I've worked.
President Messner, I want to pick up a point that I was talking about with Paul Grogan before you came on, and that was the piece of this legislation that would try to tinker a bit with a funding formula and make it based in part on performance. What are your thoughts on that? How does that work? How do you assess performance? Do you have reservations about that piece of the legislation?
Well, the community college presidents have supported the notion of developing a much more rational way of allocating state dollars that support community colleges. The process we have now is simply not adequate. What we have in place now is that dollars across the board are either increased or decreased with no regard for either inputs or outputs. Which is simply not a satisfactory way of doing business. In terms of the performance, the output end of things, we support including that in a funding formula. It certainly shouldn't be the entire part of the funding formula, but there was no problem at all with having it included. I personally.
But when you say outputs, are we talking about graduation rates? Are we talking about jobs obtained after graduation?
We're talking about all those things. Mm-hmm. There's not one item, not one variable that is going to measure performance for any community college. So it's a multivariable situation. We're currently in the process of developing a draft formula. I happen to sit on that task force working with the commissioner. And I think we're going to be successful in presenting something to the legislature by the end of the year that will include a performance component and be a much more rational way of allocating state support.
But when you talk about a performance component, what goes too far? In other words, where do you draw the line? I mean, I'm thinking, for example, I was reading a comment by Joseph LeBlanc, president of the Massachusetts Community College Council, and he said to the Boston Globe recently, "The paranoid side of me feels that we're about to be turned into trade schools where it's all about jobs. We have to serve the have-nots, and the students deserve their chance at a four-year college." I mean, is there a concern that this focus on outputs and outcomes can go too far?
Well, you know, if what's being measured is simply how well are we doing in terms of some of those workforce areas and totally neglects to take into account the transfer mission that's so important for community colleges, if it doesn't take into account some of our core learning areas, irrespective of how they might be folded into a workforce curriculum, certainly. But I don't think that's going to occur.
Mm. What about you, Paul Grogan? Where do we draw that line?
Well, obviously, the schools have to have some base funding, you know, to go forward. And so the trick is going to be to, you know, identify the amount of funding and, as I said, the specific metrics that ought to be there. But listening to President Messner, you know, as the incoming president, I'm just very optimistic in hearing his comments that the commissioner and the presidents are going to come out with something which is really going to advance the whole field of community colleges nationally. And make Massachusetts into the leader it should be, as well as I said, getting external constituencies to fight for resources for the community colleges. I think there's an opportunity with this kind of a system for the business community to really rally, as they did in this legislative phase, to really rally to this cause and advocate for the community colleges in a way that the community colleges haven't enjoyed that external advocacy in the past, and it's hurt them. In the competition for what will be permanently scarce public resources. But armed with that vigorous constituency, they will compete more successfully for resources. But having it be transparent where the resources are going and having an ability to evaluate the relative performance of community colleges is going to be crucial to that.
Well, William Messner, let me give the last word to you. I think the last time I had you on this show, we were talking mainly about the difficult situation facing community colleges because of funding cutbacks. Are you a bit more optimistic in the wake of this legislation or not?
Well, I'm optimistic on several fronts. Number one, it could have been a lot worse. Number two, there are dollars allocated specifically for community college initiatives that I think are critical. And I also think that, you know, our hope is that Mr. Grogan and others in his coalition will see that now is the time to rally behind community colleges and increasing support for community colleges, as the governor called for in his initial budget proposal, where he recommended not only increased state support for community colleges, but increased business support to match that state support.
Well, we'll
and
see
I
if we get.
Hope that I would hope the Boston Foundation would be central to that process.
William Messner, president of Holyoke Community College, and Paul Grogan, president and CEO of the Boston Foundation and a member of the Coalition of Community Colleges. Thank you both for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Stay
My
with
pleasure.
Us. Coming up, Megna and Common Health's Carrie Goldberg put on their workout clothes to go insane. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks with Megna Chakraborty. This is Radio Boston.